You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We wrote the letter as Nadia's Palestinian, I'm Jewish, and we had heard that Lorde had a scheduled concert in Tel Aviv. And both of us had wanted to do something, so we were kind of separately planning to, write a letter or a press statement. And Nadia actually approached me, and she was like, why don't we do it together? Because I think, like, together our voice will have, you know, that power and possibly be amplified. And I was like, yeah, hell yeah. And the reason we wanted to do it was basically because we believe in the BDS movement, the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement of Israel, which is an apartheid state whose democratic institutions have collapsed. So basically our kind of starting point is that you cannot, there needs to be internal, external pressure on Israel, right? Because it is not a democracy. It needs external international pressure to for there to be justice in the region. So that was why we support the BDS movement, and we really, really wanted Lorde as a New Zealander. We thought, okay, we have this unique opportunity to, as New Zealanders, to kind of make a stand for BDS and write to Lorde, who we knew kind of was someone who was socially conscious, who cared about social justice. So we thought she might be receptive as well. So that was kind of the logic behind it.
And she was receptive. She did sort of take heed of your letter and proceeded to cancel her concert.
Well, I wouldn't, just for various legal reasons, say that we were entirely responsible for her cancelling her concert. No, she obviously made her own decision because she's an adult woman. I think that we played a part in educating her about the situation, which is really awesome. And she did respond to it basically saying, look, I'm always learning, which makes sense, right? Because this isn't something people are taught. This is something we kind of have to learn on our own. And I know, from the perspective of a Jewish person, I definitely had a very rude awakening about what was happening in Israel and, like, the sort of blatant human rights atrocities as a young teenager. So I definitely don't hold that against her.
Can you elaborate a bit more on that, in the sense that we aren't taught these things, and why would we not be taught this particular injustice?
Well, it's a matter of power, right? And it's a matter of, like, basic international relations. The West has a lot of interest in the region, and Israel is an ally. So the sort of the conflict is portrayed from the perspective of the powerful and privileged, which as a conflict, right? Which it isn't. It's a hugely asymmetrical, kind of brutal, ongoing colonization of Palestine, and now an apartheid state where Jewish Israelis are, you know, the citizens de facto, and Palestinians are an underclass. And that is the sort of the thing that's going on there. And we're not taught that. We're taught that there's some kind of intractable conflict between these two religious foes, which couldn't be further from the truth, because it's not about religion. It's about greed, you know. It's like colonizing, like all sort of historic acts about colonization. It's about domination, and it's about exploitation and oppression of one people over another. Yeah.
Back to BDS. So some people in Israel have since taken court action following the cancellation of Lorde's concert, and this has affected you and Nadia. How?
Well, so there, we heard about this lawsuit through an Israeli journalist. We never really heard about it firsthand. We were eventually served papers, and now we've sort of heard that the lawsuit's been won, but only, again, through secondhand sources, through journalists. Basically, it's an attempt, like, this law, when it was enacted, is just a deeply undemocratic law. So, and I mean, one would think it would only apply to Israel's jurisdiction, which would be Israel, but they're trying to apply it overseas as well, which is just ridiculous. But basically, the law makes it punishable to call for a boycott, divestment, or sanctions of Israel within Israel especially. So it's a law that was particularly targeted at NGOs and human rights organizations, and now they're trying to apply it even further than that to sort of international activists. So that's quite scary.
And essentially what the court has upheld is that this decision, or Lorde's decision to cancel the concert, in that they've blamed you and Nadia specifically.
Yeah.
This has caused distress on some people?
Yeah, the sort of central point of the case was that these three Israeli teenagers, their artistic welfare had been damaged, and they'd been caused emotional distress by Lorde cancelling. I mean, you'll just have to, like, pardon me, but, like, I just truly couldn't give it a fuck, you know, especially when you look at what's happening in Gaza and the West Bank, and like the fact that over 50% of Gazans have PTSD because as a result of the ongoing brutal like military occupation and colonial expansion in the region. Like, I, like, it's a small, like, Israelis, like, Israelis need to be, working class Israelis need to be allies in this fight, right? And as long as they choose to side with this fascist state, and you know, take on these, like, ridiculous lawsuits talking about their emotional distress, I just think, like, there's an element of, like, get a grip.
Lastly, I suppose, the response that you and Nadia have had is to create a give a little campaign where you're raising money not to pay the court fines, which you have been issued with, but to donate to a certain organisation. Can you explain more about that?
So when we got news that this lawsuit had been won, and I think one of the lawyers said, oh, that we're going to come for their bank accounts. Well, as I said, and as I've been saying, firstly, good luck. I am a poor student. But, you know, secondly, we wanted to turn the issue around what actually mattered and keep perspective. So, like, we decided there's no way in hell, I mean, obviously they don't have any jurisdiction, but there's no way in hell we would ever capitulate to this because we simply don't recognize the legitimacy of this ruling. And so we decided that, because they sued us for emotional distress, we decided, look, let's talk about the real emotional distress that's happening and raise money for the Gaza Mental Health Foundation, which is an organization which helps various community organizations on the ground in Gaza provide, like, vital mental health resources. As I mentioned, over 50% of Gazans have some form of, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder as a result of Israel's, you know, military excursions and the occupation. So, yeah, we just thought, no, like, this news is meant to intimidate people, this news is meant to make them cynical, this news is meant to stop people from doing the right thing and, you know, affirming the BDS movement and, you know, taking action. And we thought, we're not going to let this happen. We are going to take this and make this into something that empowers us to actually do more, you know, materially support Palestine and Gaza. So, yeah, so we wanted to turn the issue back on what mattered, yeah.
And that campaign, has you opened it last week, and how much have you received so far?
Well, actually this morning it's 30k, so that's really blows my mind and just takes my breath away. It's really awesome if you read through the messages people have been leaving along with their donations. I just get this idea that, wow, there are so many people that are behind us. There are so many people that are behind Palestine. You know, this is a global movement, and we're stronger together, and that's so awesome.
There's donations from overseas as well.
Yeah, oh no, like, so many from overseas. I actually think, like, it might be 50-50.
Wow.
Yeah, there's some from Ireland, Cape Town, US, UK, Malaysia.
Amazing.
Really cool. Yeah, like, it's so awesome.
95 BFM Podcasts. 95 BFM is supported by our listeners. Sign up for a Simplicity B card at 95bfm.com/signup and support independent media from $4.20 a month.